Well, federal parliament is sitting for the final week before the May budget, and problems are breaking out on a number of fronts for the Turnbull government, as they tend to do around this time, including, though, a very poor opinion poll today and a boycott of coalition bills by four One Nation senators who are angry that the Queensland sugar dispute's not yet resolved.
I think it's disgraceful, and I am determined I will not vote on any legislation on the floor of parliament. We will debate issues, but as far as voting, we will abstain from any voting until this is sorted out.
That's Pauline Hanson speaking as she arrived in Canberra last night. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Well, that's pretty rough, isn't it? Because the federal government's not in charge of this sugar dispute at all, which indicates the difficulties they're going to have getting the corporate tax cuts through. They're not going to get that or the changes to 18C through, are they, Michelle?
Well, they're not, and Pauline Hanson's votes or non-votes won't affect that because those things were already doomed. Just on the sugar thing, Scott Morrison was saying just before that the government, in fact, had been active in this and that progress was being made. But obviously Pauline Hanson's determined to make a strong point.
And we've got Pauline Hanson saying that. We've got Nick Xenophon saying he's not going to entertain the government's corporate tax cuts above that level of $10 million turnover unless the energy dispute is dealt with. So we've got the crossbenchers really flexing their muscles at the moment.
In terms of votes, it's not going to be a good week for the government because on present indications it'll lose 18C. It wants to rush that legislation forward. I think that it's determined to try and cut off that debate as soon as it can, not have it running on for months and months. But as we know, there'll be a campaign out in the electorates on that anyway, even if it goes down. On tax cuts, the government will spin the result of getting tax cuts, company tax cuts up to $10 million as a win for smaller businesses, but of course it will be a defeat in terms of the longer term objective.
Given that, why is the PM persisting, as he did at the end of last week? He's going to say the government's going to stick with its commitment to the entire corporate tax cut package. It's not going to hive it off. Why is he doing that, knowing he's not going to get those votes?
I think the first reason is that he is absolutely determined to put maximum pressure on. Secondly, he wants to defend this position he took to the electorate that this corporate tax cut over a decade is a part of a big growth and jobs plan. If he says, oh, well, we'll just walk away from it, it undercuts that argument. But it is a 10-year plan, so who knows what the government will do in terms of the rest of it sometime later.
OK. Now, the government's come up with this consumer-friendly announcement timed for the start of this sitting week, this inquiry by the ACCC into retail power prices. This is all sell and no impact in the short term, Michelle, but a recognition that people are really fed up with their power bills, which only seem to go up.
It's one of a number of initiatives and ideas that we've seen from the government on this energy issue. We still don't have an overall plan. And while this review is obviously worthy enough, we used to hear from the coalition when Labor announced reviews.
Grocery watch,
another
fuel
review,
watch.
Another review. So it's a review with a long time frame, doesn't report until the middle of next year, although there will be a preliminary paper in 6 months.
Yeah.
But it's an indication that the government knows that this problem just has to be dealt with and that people are demanding that it be dealt with.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 8.